Tonight, Beef. Hi, this is Randy Stone. I cover the night beat for the Chicago Star. The stories I run into start in a million different ways. This one began with a gun in my face and ended with the number 13.
Night Beat, starring Frank Lovejoy as Randy Stone.
It's night again in Chicago, and that's when I start out looking for a story that'll make you say, it takes all kinds to make a world. Yeah, it sure does. One by one, I pass them. That girl over there with her hair held tightly in place by a scarf. Each carefully marceled wave a hopeful insurance that she'll end up looking like somebody in a movie magazine. Or that beaten old man picking a crumbled, soiled newspaper out of a rubbish can. Why does he want a paper? He knows tomorrow will be the same for him no matter what happens in France or England or just around the corner. So tonight, I found myself in a quiet section of the residential district. I wondered what was behind the lighted squares of glass and what went on. Who were those people and what were their problems?
Hey, I beg your pardon.
Hmm? Oh, yes?
I hesitate to bother you, sir, but do you have a match?
I have a lighter. Will that do?
Thank you.
There you are.
Oh, just a moment.
Yeah.
I am afraid I didn't get a light after all.
What's the matter, Pop? Afraid to ask me for the touch? Here.
Please. Put your hands up.
What?
I'm not joking. I have a gun.
Oh, I see it.
Put your hands up.
Okay. Like this?
I warn you, I'll shoot if you try anything.
Well, rule number one when facing a stick-up man who's obviously pulling his first job, be very careful.
It's not my first.
Oh, a hardened old offender, hmm?
Hand me your wallet.
What, with my hands in the air?
Put them down, but remember what I said now.
Sure. Why is a nice-looking old man like you doing this?
Stop talking and hand me your wallet.
All right. Here.
Now turn around, face the wall, and don't try to follow me.
Pop, hand me the gun and tell me all about it.
Don't come toward me.
The gun, Pop. Now hand it over. We'll have a talk. Maybe over a cup of coffee.
Stay away, I said.
I should have had better sense. A novice at a stick-up is like a kid with the Einstein theory. He doesn't know what it's all about, and he shoots out of sheer fright and nervousness. That sharp, searing pain across my temple before I blacked out told me a bullet had creased my skull. That's all I remembered until I woke up in a precinct police station.
Well, coming out of it, huh, Stone?
Oh, my head, I... Kalski, did you get him?
Nope, wrong car picked you up. Somebody reported a shot.
Oh, and you brought me here.
Mm. Want to try sitting up?
Oh, sure. Oh. How close was it?
Quarter of an inch from pay dirt, I'd say.
Kalski, you are now looking at a prize boob.
Oh?
Oh, yes. Yes, I tried to take a gun away from a stick-up man.
You ought to have better sense.
But this was different. I don't think he ever did it before.
Guy has to start sometime.
Yeah, but he, Want a description?
That's what I'm waiting for, Randy.
Man about 70.
70?
70.
Oh, with a long white beard.
Kalski, the man, was about 70. A little over 5.5 feet.
Sure. Name of Rip Van Winkle?
For all I know, it might be. But when you find him, he'll have my wallet on him. Oh, and Kalski.
Yeah?
He's nervous enough to take a shot at anybody. Next time, he might be able to hold a gun a little steadier and on target. So, 10 minutes later, I left the precinct station. Kalski put out a call for the little old man who made like Jesse James. I went back to my desk at the Star. Maybe I had a story. I wanted to wait until the police picked up the old man, because whatever made him turn bandit was a story. An hour passed, and I was just about getting ready to give up.
Oh, hi, Mr. Stone.
Oh, hello, Larry.
I didn't come in this time of night. You're almost always out.
Larry, you don't know how close I was to that permanently.
Hurt your head?
Yeah.
How?
Well, I was wearing my hat with a feather in the band.
Huh?
Yes, I got mixed up in a badminton game.
I don't get it.
Well, you work on it, kid. I'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, I get it. Feather, badminton.
Ah, A for effort, Larry.
Oh, hey, I almost forgot.
Go on.
Here's a package for you.
For me? What is it?
Oh, no. Open it up and see.
Ah, that's working them out, kid. Where did you get this?
Hey, that's a wallet with some dough in it.
It's mine. I said, where'd you get this?
Dan gave it to me.
Where is she?
Left, I guess.
By the elevator?
I guess so. Leastways, she was waiting for it when I...
You sure it wasn't a man?
I'm old enough to tell the difference.
Oh, I stand here chewing the...
Hey, what's going on? Hey, Mr. Stone.
Larry, stay by the phone. Take down anything that comes in. The woman who brought back my wallet had 8 floors to go down on that slow night elevator. I had a chance to beat her to the lobby, so I took the stairs 5 at a time. And then I was in the lobby, but the elevator had beaten me down. I ran over to the nightman.
Well, hello, Mr. Stone.
How are you?
You didn't come down in the elevator?
Yeah, how long you been down here?
Oh, just a couple of seconds.
A woman ride down with you?
Yeah, from your floor.
She go outside?
Yeah. Hey, something wrong?
Come on with me, will you?
Why all the fuss?
Would you recognize the woman if you saw again?
Oh, I guess so.
Good. I take a look both ways. Tell me if you see her.
Had on a little hat, old lady, too.
Old? How old?
60, 65, thereabouts. She...
You see her?
I ain't sure, but I think that's her at the bus stop.
Which side of the street?
Other side, next block.
Okay, thanks. See you later. Maybe it was she, maybe it wasn't. I hurried across the street just as a bus pulled up and took on a passenger. A little old lady wearing a little hat. I reached the stop as the bus was pulling away.
Hey. Hey, you always stick your head in front of buses like that, Buster?
Yeah, I get results in rides that way.
Yeah.
There were other vacant seats in the bus, but the one I wanted was next to a little old lady. A little old lady whose eyes were red, as though she'd been having a real good old-fashioned cry. She didn't even notice me sit down on the seat beside her. For a moment, I just sat and watched her frail, blue-veined hands pulling on a wet handkerchief and sobbing. There's something wrong, lady.
No, I'm all right.
Thanks for returning my wallet. There's $10 missing.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know anything about your wallet.
You know, it'd be easy to check that. We get off and take a bus back to the Star Building. There's a night man and an office boy who saw you.
This is my stop.
2 blocks from the paper? That's a short ride. Now, look, I don't know what this is all about, but I'm willing to learn. Now, you can either tell me here or we can go somewhere else.
Can't you just forget it, please?
Forget it. I could have been killed.
I know, but he didn't mean it.
Who was he, or who is he?
He's my husband.
Oh. Well, do you want to talk about it?
If I tell you why he did it, will you help him?
Look, let's get off this bus. We'll take a cab to... Well, where?
I want to go home.
All right, I'll take you home. But something tells me I'm sticking my neck out.
Will you sit down, Mr. Stone?
No, not right away. Is your husband here?
No.
All right, let's have the truth, Mrs. Benson. Why did your husband hold me up?
It was the only way he could get the money tonight.
Well, why tonight?
We need $200 by tomorrow morning.
Oh? And why return my wallet to me with over $50 in it? Why didn't he keep it all?
He needed just enough to...
Enough for what, Mrs. Benson?
I want to show you something. Then you'll understand. Here. Look at these.
Now, what are these?
Look at them.
Yes, I'm looking. Well, what do they mean? Figures, problems, pages of them, notebooks, filled
with... His system for winning at roulette.
Winning it? Oh, no.
For the last 10 years, he's done nothing but work on it.
Well, there's always one of those, the big brain who can sit down and beat the little numbers that go around.
Oh, please.
Does he have any idea how many of these systems have put period to a lot of rosy dreams?
He believes in it.
Yeah, they all do.
Harry's no fool. He's a brilliant man, Mr. Stone. He was a professor of mathematics.
Was?
Yes. But they said he was too old. Retired him.
No other jobs?
Nobody wanted a mathematician or a man almost 70.
Yeah, but this gambling, he should know better. The odds are never with the player, only with the house.
At first, it was just a hobby. He liked to work out the odds, and then when things got desperate...
Yes, and now?
We have the same.
And tonight he's going to play his big system, hmm? Where?
I don't know. I told you, I don't know.
Did he take the gun?
No, he left it here.
Well, that's one good thing anyway.
What will you do now?
I don't know.
And the police?
They're looking for him already.
Oh, get to him first, Mr. Stone.
Why?
He won't let himself be arrested like a thief. That's the last thing he said. He wouldn't let the police arrest him.
You are listening to Nightbeat, starring Frank Lovejoy as Randy Stone.
So there I had it, a little old ex-professor of mathematics with another system for beating an unbeatable game. There's something in each of us that makes every individual believe he's different. The I can do better philosophy is human. If it weren't, we wouldn't have the Brooklyn Bridge, the better mousetrap, or the fellow who blinks his eyes in bewilderment and says, I thought I had it all figured out. Okay, I decided to go after Professor Benson. I headed for a spot where I thought I might pick up some information.
What's in your mind, Stone? They said you wanted to see me.
Yeah, just for a minute, Cully.
Okay, what?
How's the game going?
Win a little, I lose a little. You want in?
No, not tonight. Tell the truth, Cully, I'm looking for a bigger layout.
Blue chips here are 500. How big can you get?
Oh, some. But this is a private poker party.
Yeah, I wouldn't want news of it to get around.
Oh, don't worry, Cully. I did you a favor.
Now, remember, give me a break in your paper. Okay, what do you want?
I want to know where there's a roulette layout.
Don't know?
You get around.
Some, but I don't talk about it.
Just this once, Cully.
Why?
I'm looking for somebody who might be playing.
Why?
I gotta find him.
Why?
Oh, Cully, you're repeating yourself.
Anything else? Maybe I'd do you a favor. This? No. Besides, I don't think there's a wheel in town.
I think there is.
Okay, you think. Now, so long, sir.
All right.
Oh, before you go...
Yeah.
If I were you, I'd make this the last stop. You ask funny questions and... You might not get such funny answers.
It was the same in the other three places. And after hitting each one, I checked with the police, but Professor Benson seemed to have got himself swallowed up somewhere in the 1,000 square miles of Chicago. And then I was on my way again, trying to remember all the likely places until...
Hi. Mind if I walk with you?
Now, what if I did?
Oh, I'd walk anyway. I need exercise. My doctor says so. Hey, you got a doctor?
Yeah. What's your problem?
Oh, not much you couldn't clean up, Stone.
Oh, you know me.
Sure, everybody knows Randy Stone. You're real famous-like. You're getting even more famous tonight.
What's the answer to that?
You've been around a few places.
And that's illegal?
No, but it's silly.
Okay, so I'm silly. So long. Glad to meet
you. Hey, not so fast, Stone. We got to talk.
On what subject?
Money. That suit you?
All right, get rid of it. What have you got to say?
Look, Stone, everybody wants peace and quiet. The whole world's in a mix-up because one guy don't agree with the other guy, right?
Oh, my. Another big thinker with brass knuckles.
Yeah. Now, like I say, everybody wants peace and quiet. But there's a lot of guys have to make a living in a funny way.
Why don't you get to the point?
Sure. Now, take you, for example, huh? Your boss says, Stone... Go out and see how many gambling joints are buzzing. So you being a nice, hard-working...
Nobody sent me out for that.
Okay, so nobody sends. But somebody sends me.
So what about it?
Nothing. Only everybody likes to see everybody else happy. Maybe this could do it for you.
How much is that?
$1,000.
I'm stirring up a lot of muddy water, huh?
Yeah. You've been to 3-4 places. And to the cops.
Not for what you think.
I ain't paid to think, only to carry out orders. This is one. Want the dough?
Listen, I'm only looking...
Yeah. Looking for somebody. Cut it out.
I'm telling the truth.
I'm telling the truth, too. Stone, put your nose in one more place where they don't like stuck in noses. And somebody will push it right to the back of your head.
Sometime, somewhere, somebody said there's nothing like a quiet fireside complete with pipe and slippers. But can you make a career out of it? For that matter, can you make a career out of a holdup, a creased skull, and a nasty little hoodlum? Well, I was trying to. And just to find an ex-professor who had a very common disease. I can't lose-itis. Okay, I'd try one or two more places and then I'd quit. I got the same answers. And by this time, the name of Randy Stone was enough to close more doors than a quarantine sign. I was asking for it, and I got it.
Stone, huh? Here I am again.
Oh, yes, I see. Okay, you win. Let's forget the whole thing.
Just like that, huh? Over here, you guys. I brought some friends.
I said you win. Let's forget it.
Yeah, you was told. You didn't pay attention.
Use your head, fella. Beat me up and every newspaper in town will get the story. They'll really split things open.
I got orders.
Oh, forget them. Go back and tell the guy.
I got orders. Besides, you ought to be a good example. Any other cookie who thinks he's a one-man vice squad. You guys close it.
Now, listen to me. I'm not out to set up a knockover for anything. I'm hunting for someone.
Don't go through that again.
It's the truth.
Max, start the ball rolling.
You're an idiot.
To think you could have had $1,000 instead of this. Hey, now your nose looks much better.
A professional working over is done with finesse. It's meant to stop just short of murder, but leave a nasty memory. When I came to, I was propped against a building in the alley, and the world at that moment was a bad place. And I was mad. And my anger was for the little professor with his system. Now I really wanted to find him and turn him over to the police. But I couldn't find him the way I'd started out. No one had talked. No one except perhaps one person. One of those strange, pathetic creatures known as a stoolie. I cleaned myself up at the nearest washroom, grabbed a cab, and went to see him at a dirty, shabby rooming house. He was there.
Look, Randy, you got yourself worked over already. What do you want from me, huh?
Just a little information, Gus.
Yeah, I know. Nobody comes to me except for that. Someday I'm going to buy a chicken farm and get out of this business.
Yeah, now listen, you know everything that goes on in this town, within limitations.
Yeah, I know plenty, but not everything.
Well, most of it. I want you to find out something for me.
Yeah?
There's a roulette wheel somewhere.
I don't know nothing.
Oh, come on, Gus, come on.
Randy, sir, help me. Hope to kiss a pig. Nothing.
Don't be afraid, Gus. I'm not starting a cleanup. I just want to find something.
I know from nothing.
For $50?
Huh?
$50.
It ain't good, Randy. I done a lot of favors for the cops. They shoot square with me. They kind of see I don't get hurt, but you...
This isn't a crusade. I want to find someone.
You leveling, Randy?
I'm leveling.
Well, if you ain't, if anything happens, both of us could end up real bad in the red. I do a nice business.
All right, just between you and me, Gus, now. How about it?
$75?
Okay, 75.
Now?
I haven't got it on me. You know I'm good for it.
Then send it to me, not bring it personally.
All right. I'll send it to you.
Uh-huh. Now, who do you want to find?
So I left it with Gus, and he arranged to call me at a pay station as soon as he learned anything. I waited in front of the phone for an hour, and then an hour and a half. The only while I wondered what was happening with Professor Benson. The thing was building up in my mind. It'd be ironic if his system worked with my money. What would I do? What could I do? Whose money would it be? Then the call came through in the booth. Hello?
Randy?
Oh, yeah, Gus.
Yeah, I got what you want. But But you got to promise no knockover.
No, I told you that.
Okay. There's a little guy like you told me about. He's playing the wheel.
Where?
Remember the old Dixie Club?
Yeah.
Okay, there's a layout in the back. Everything from Faro to one-armed bandits. All fancy.
And he's there?
Yeah. And Randy.
What?
You better get there quick.
Why? What's the matter?
This guy's hotter than a $2 pistol, and the boy's running the joint of getting cross with him.
All right. I'll see you.
Now hold it.
What?
You gotta know how to get in.
Yeah, that might be handy. How do I do it?
Well, when you get to the door, just say, the name is McReady. See?
Yeah. McReady. I went back to Mrs. Benson because I figured I might need her. Then the two of us went to the old Dixie Club. From the outside, it looked like a boarded-up house. But Gus knew what he was talking about. A knock on the door, it opened a tiny bit. And I was McReady. Then the door opened all the way. Mrs. Benson and I went in, back to a big room filled with people. But the dice game was deserted, so was the blackjack table and the faro layout, also the poker tables. But the crowd pressed in against the roulette table, around a little old man whose face was flushed and whose skin glistened with perspiration. In front of him was a huge stack of chips, and as Mrs. Benson and I approached the table.
Number 11, black.
I won. I won again. It's working. You see, everyone, it's working.
Hello, Benson.
Stone.
Uh-huh. Doing all right, huh?
Please, you're not here to take me away.
Well, that's the general idea.
Harry, come with us.
Oh, no, no. Look, I've got all this and there's more to come.
Okay, you're ahead. But there is something else. Earlier this evening, you...
Here's your money. Take it.
Harry, I've never seen you like this.
Dora, all this money, yours and mine.
Yeah, all right now. Come on, pick it up and let's go.
No, I won't let you take me till I've played to the end of my
your system.
Yes. I've waited for this. Waited till I knew I was right. Now you want to...
Take it easy. What's your trouble, mister?
Are you speaking to me?
Right to you.
Who are you?
I happen to run this place.
Well, it's slightly illegal.
Who are you?
I'll tell you. He's a newspaper man. His name is Stone. He wants to take me away.
Stone, huh? How'd you get in here?
I know a man named McReady.
I wish I knew how you got to know him.
I was introduced. Now let's cut out the small talk.
$5,000 isn't small talk. That's what he's into me for.
Any objection if he takes it and leaves?
I won't. You listen to me.
Harry, don't you know what you've done tonight?
Yes, I do. I've won for us.
All right, then take it and leave.
No. No, I said no. For 40 years, I gave everything I had to other people. What did they give me? A gold watch and a wonderful speech. But Dora and I couldn't eat the speech. Maybe if you spent over half your life... Over half your life in trying to...
Harry.
All right, well, what do we do now?
That's up to him. He's playing a closed table. If he wants to go on, all right.
I do.
That answer you, Stone?
And what'll happen?
What do you mean by that?
Figure it out.
I see. You know what could happen, don't you, Stone?
Sure, I've met a few muscle boys already tonight.
Could get worse.
Okay. All right, Benson, it's your funeral. You've got $5,000 in front of you now. You can take it and leave. Or you can play. Suit yourself.
I'm going to play.
No, Harry, no.
Cut two more numbers, Dora, two more.
Okay, place your bet, Benson.
Yes. 27, red. $1,000. Will you take that much?
I'll cover it. Go ahead.
Harry, for the last time, don't.
No matter what we say, he'll do it. Let him go.
27, red.
All right, spin it.
Sure.
And be careful.
Yeah, I'll be careful.
Please spin the wheel.
Harry.
What's the matter?
Nothing. Go on, spin it.
Sure. Number 27, red.
You see, you thought I was crazy, but look at it. I've won again.
Harry!
Benson. Come on, help me get him away from
here. Take him into my office, will you? Get him away from here.
I've got to play one more.
Yeah, sure. You've got to play one more number. Give me a hand, somebody, please.
No, don't
come on, Benson.
Please,
come on.
Please.
All right, on the couch.
You don't understand. There's one more number. My money. Where is it?
It's at the table. Now, take it easy.
No, my money. Somebody will steal it.
It'll be all right.
Dora, go back and get it. Dora, go.
I'll call for a doctor.
No. Let me up.
Harry, lie down.
My money. Get it, Dora. Get it.
All right. Stay with him, Mrs. Benson. Don't let him up.
Yes.
Well?
How much does he have coming?
Including the last spend, $41,000.
Can you cover?
I'll cover.
All right, cash these.
Wait a minute. Maybe he wants to play some more.
He's finished playing. Cash these.
Okay. Eddie, get $41,000 in the safe.
No! Leave it there.
What?
Leave it there.
What are you talking about?
He wants to play it.
Oh, he's crazy. Let me talk to him.
No, he won't listen. He wants to play it. To the end. He made me promise I would.
Well, do you want to?
I promised.
All of it?
Yes.
Can you cover that much?
Not at 35 to 1. 20 cents on the dollar, take it or leave it. Take it and I'll spin. Leave it and I'll close the wheel now.
I'll play it.
Oh, for the love of heaven, Mrs. Benson, there's $41,000 here. Do you realize you can lose?
He said I couldn't.
But he's got...
I promised I'd play it on number 21.
Oh, let me talk to him. Let me...
No, I made a promise. Play it.
$41,000 on number 21, red. Is that what you want?
Yes.
All right.
A fair spin.
And the last one.
Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
All right. 21 red. Number 13 black.
Oh, my. How about that, fellas?
Are you satisfied, Mrs. Benson?
Yes, I am. I didn't want it to win. I didn't want that money because it killed him.
It killed him?
Yes. Yes, he's dead.
What? Oh, Mrs. Benson, what can I say?
Oh, he was so sure. And I lied to him. I lied. But I didn't want it. It killed him.
You lied? No. You kept your promise. You played for him.
Here.
But his system, it's a... Why, Mrs. Benson, you played 21.
I know. And his last number was 13.
Well, here I sit, back in the office, wondering, watching the lights go out and the dingy gray of dawn creeping through the streets. And somewhere out there is an old woman, a lonely old woman who could have had almost $50,000, but at the loss of something that no amount of money could buy back for her. The man who quit while he was ahead. Yep. Where there's a winner, there's a loser. That's the way it's been, and that's the way it'll always be. Oh, well. Copy, boy.
Nightbeat, a dramatic series, stars Frank Lovejoy as Randy Stone.